Welcome to the Showbiz Podcast, where artists learn how to take their business to the next level. Presented by your host, Alex Heimer. Sponsored by Neustadt Kultur.
What's up, guys? Welcome back for another episode. Today, we want to identify what's holding you back in your career. I came up with four different main areas that are holding people back. That's simply what I observed from coaching a lot of people. First of all, we have mindset problems. I know this is such a common word right now. You could also call them mental blockages, but definitely things that are internal and that hold you back to execute. This might be something like you not feeling good enough. So every time you have to put yourself out there, you're holding back and you're not doing it because deep within you think you're not good enough. It could also be something like that you are afraid to expose yourself too much because what would normal people in your environment, non-dancers or non-singers or non-actors, start thinking of you for putting yourself out there all the time? Or it might be something totally different. There are different types of mindset problems. We spoke about them in a different episode also. If you missed that, go back and check that one out. But that is the first area and the first kind of problems that arise from like mindset blockages. Then we have missing knowledge. That's something that we at the Showbiz Coaching are also very much working with our participants in the first place. Then we also, of course, solve mindset problems. We go into the other factors that you will hear today. But missing knowledge is a big one. If you don't know how the perfect CV should look like, if you don't know where to start, if you don't know how the market works and how this industry works as a whole, then yeah, where should you start? What is your next to do? What do you have to focus on? And what's the next step in between? Also, sometimes people mix these steps up. It might mean that they try to network, but they don't have the right material yet. So all their networking, all their exposure doesn't do them any good because they are missing the foundation. So second thing is missing knowledge once again. Another thing that I see a lot of people doing or not doing, so to say, is missing routines. This is a big one. This can also hold you back tremendously because you need routines at the end of the day so that you put yourself out there on a constant basis. You have to build that trust, you have to build those relationships, and you need to become visible. And how to do that? By having a routine. This means, for instance, that you're checking the casting platforms every once in a while. This might mean every second day or on a daily basis or once a week, but make sure that you're checking them constantly and that it becomes second nature because you always do it. And then we have different other ways, such as like applying for agency representation on a regular basis, or if you have an agent already that you are in contact with them and that you're trying to work on your own career with them together as a team, and so on and so on. Routine could also mean, of course, your personal training. It could also mean that you update your portfolio once a year. But this is what is missing from a lot of people because they don't get into flow. They don't get into that upward spiral if they are missing a routine and they don't know what to do on a constant basis to produce outcome, and outcome meaning to get or to regenerate more auditions, inquiries, and bookings. So what else? there is one more thing that is holding people back. That is external factors or external blockages. This might mean if your priority is somewhere else, because in the political world something crazy is happening, or in your personal life something is more important. If you're running out of money, money becomes a big topic for you at that time, or if you need to find a new apartment, or if your partner has problems in your relationship, is suffering, then of course you need to help your partner first. It's always family first, but that can obviously hold you back in your personal career also. And oftentimes, like I said, it's enough to be aware what is holding me back right now, because we don't ask ourselves this question. We just see that we are stuck and then we give in to this feeling instead of working on it and coming up with solutions after we identified what's holding me back. And if I identified it and it's something that is very important for me and that I cannot solve right now, then at least I have the confidence to say, okay, I cannot progress right now. It's okay to give in. It's okay to focus on something else. But as soon as this is done or fixed, I have no more further excuses and I can get back to work and I can focus on my career again and progress and so on and so on. And these four areas are areas that we work on with our coaching participants also. Of course, external factors we can't do so much about, but about everything else, that is what we take care of so that you become more successful within a very, very short period of time. If you're a complete beginner, if you just graduated, for instance, we can help you to step into the market. If you're an experienced performing artist, we can help you to level up, to book bigger jobs. I personally have been working in different countries, also always made myself very comfortable and had very great bookings going on. Right now I'm also pulling out a little bit out of this coaching thing, just a little bit, which just means I take on fewer people. Before it was like me coaching up to 20 people at the same time. Right now it's more like just 5 each quarter of a year. So if you want to become one of those 5 people that we really push to the next level, head over to www.showbiz-coaching.com and book yourself a free consultation. It's completely free and we can just talk about what's holding you back right now and what are the next steps for you personally to live your dream, to get on big stages, to perform in front of cameras, in film, TV, advertisements, musical theater, live shows. Everything is basically possible and I want to support you to get there. So once again, www.showbiz-coaching.com, and I see you or hear you in the next episode. Until then, bye-bye.